and Dr. Pete was a report for patient Annie Williams. First name is Annie, A-N-N-I-E, Annie. Last name is Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Annie Williams, date of birth, May 31, 1949. Date of service, May 23, 2022. And Associate Patham City referring physician is Dr. R. Pereira, P-E-R-E-I-R-A. Referring physician, Dr. Rodrigo Pereira, R-O-D-R-A-G-O, P-E-R-E-I-R-A. End of Dr. Patham City, position number one, colonoscopy, snare, polypectomy, and submucosal injection of spot, S-P-O-T, spot, tattoo, marker at polypectomy site, position number two, esophagogastro, duodenoscopy with blastus, indication, history of colon cancer, colonoscopy being performed for polyp surveillance, indication number two, chronic heartburn, road pathological, Barrett's esophagus, ulcer, and risk of alubric to be confirmed, malbabric with chronic complication and finding. At upper endoscopy, small hiatal hernia with LA grade 1, distal esophagitis, comma irregular G-dash lining, comma biopsies obtained from distal esophagus, check for short-term Barrett's esophagus, period, mild pachyderm and gastric antrum, comma biopsies obtained, period, small open mouth diverticulum was noted distal to the duodenum, comma in the small bowel, period. Otherwise, animal colonoscopy, random of body or the stomach check collection, animal of robust check cellulite. Next number, at colonoscopy, 2 cm wide base, WIDE, wide base, sessile polyp, pale, slightly lobulated surface, removed piecemeal with the cold snare technique from the distal ascending colon, period. The polyp was completely removed, period. Submucosal injection of spot, expert spot tattoo marker was made proximal and distal to the polypectomy site to facilitate tissue localization. Period surgical changes at 10 cm from the anal virgin brackets, end-to-end anastomosis, close brackets, small non-mental rod. Spirit of the anomalocoscopy, cecum nictitatorial of impression. Polyp removed piecemeal from the distal ascending colon, comma. The site was tattooed, period. Surgical changes at 10 cm from the anal virgin, period. Small non-mental rod. Spirit of the anomalocoscopy. Next number, small hiatal hernia with irregular G-dash lining and LA grade 1 distal esophagitis, period, pachyderm and the gastric antrum, period, diverticulum in the small bowel, comma, distal to the duodenum, period. Otherwise, anomaly from last connect for a plan to give pathology, period, avoidance, to call it, so good, GID, good, she did the patient, next number, continue, omeprazole, 20 minutes, sorry, 1 before, for next number, hyperbaric troubles, for next number, surveillance colonoscopy after 6 months in view of piecemeal removal of the polyp from the ascending colon, period. Next number, follow-up office visit, 2 weeks, end of the patient. This close here. So it's hard because it all looks pretty much the same. It's only kind of ascending colon. Looks pretty much like transverse, looks pretty much like descending colon, except for maybe in the transverse colon, the fossae are more triangular. So that's one clue. But the other thing is when you, the one closest to the cecum is obviously ascending colon, and ascending colon comes down from the appendix. Cecum is here. Appendix is here, right? It goes up to the liver, and then it turns. So when it turns into the transverse colon, the liver sometimes makes an impression. So you see a bluish discoloration of the colon there. That's how you know you are transiting from transverse to ascending. But otherwise, if you can't see the liver landmark, they kind of look like the same, triangular to slightly triangular. So. Annie Williams. The previous patient. So rectum, right? So the mucosa is kind of, look at the, it's kind of flat. There's no fossae. No fossae in the rectum. is still bald and smooth. And then you, when you slip into the colon, then you start seeing those horse rays. The folds. Okay. So it's not straight and hollow straight anymore. It's pelvic surgery, so it's going to be a little bit additions. She said 2019 end, right? Yeah. Reconstruction, right? See the horse tray now? That's more clear. So we are in the colon proper. The first part is the sigmoid colon. And these little pockets are called diverticuli. Just little pockets in the colon. Many people get those as you get older. They don't do anything except sometimes they get infected. It's called diverticulitis. And then that needs antibiotics and get some pressure. Yeah. Nesta, do you know how many more signed in? There's people. Seven, yeah, this looks triangular, but it's actually the ascending colon. So if you notice on the way out, I'll show you they're more triangular than this, kind of. So you have to use your imagination a little bit. So in the cecum, right? So this is the cecum. That's the only definite landmark in the whole 7 feet of the colon. No. Thanks, Chris. Thank you. let go. So out of the cecum into the ascending colon. The diverticulae again, that little one. It's not so triangular now, see, they're more circular. It's going on, yeah. Cold snare. See that? Yeah. Is he in fellowship? Residency? Yeah. It's apparently, yeah, open. Close. Go through. In GI?
Yeah.
Take it. Oh. He does, yeah. He's in the university. Hepatic lecture. Thanks. It all looks alike throughout the colon. Can't really differentiate if you're inside. So what we do is to localize any polyp or anything that we see. We measure it from the anal verge. So we'll say 60 centimeters, 70 centimeters. So that way we'll have an accurate measurement of where it came from, yeah.